This is Dakota Datebook for April 8th. The history of smallpox in North Dakota spans centuries. The terrible disease devastated the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara people in 1781. Years later, in 1804, along the Missouri River near the mouth of the Heart River, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark saw Earth Lodge villages abandoned due to the dual threats of smallpox and Yanktonai raids. In 1837, a steamboat stopping at Fort Clark near present-day Washburn, North Dakota, carried passengers infected with smallpox. The virus tore through the native people living near the trading post. 90% of the Mandans died, as well as half of the Hidatsas and Arikaras. Fort Clark's manager documented the epidemic in his journal, writing, "Where the disease will stop, I know not." He wrote that the mounting deaths also included suicides and noted that the native people blamed the whites for the epidemic. Smallpox all but destroyed the tribes. The virus continued into the days of Dakota Territory and North Dakota's early years. Cities established pest houses for quarantines. Grand Forks' first physician, Dr. George Haxton, died in a smallpox epidemic in 1878. Smallpox could strike anywhere, from threshing crews to barbershops, to the state capital. When smallpox scares occurred, local school and health officials often ordered vaccinations. On this date in 1954, newspaper readers learned of a 23-year-old man in New England, North Dakota, who would become the state's last smallpox patient. The case prompted health authorities to hold a vaccination clinic for anyone wishing to be immunized. The last known smallpox death on Earth has a connection to North Dakota. In 1978, a British medical photographer fell ill and died after being accidentally exposed to the virus in a university lab in Birmingham, England. Among her many close contacts was a 20-year-old British woman who had gone to Mapes, North Dakota, for a 2-week vacation on a farm. State and federal health officials made sure she isolated in an upstairs bedroom until it had been 21 days since her last contact with the smallpox case. The 7 people living in the farmhouse were immediately vaccinated. Health personnel visited the woman daily. She returned to England, happy and healthy, and no one got sick. The World Health Organization declared smallpox eradicated from the world in 1980 after a global vaccination program. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.